Peter, good morning.
Morning, David.
So what exactly is going on at these airports in Crimea, and what might this tell us about where Ukraine is headed right now?
Well, a lot more questions than answers at the moment, but we do know that armed men in uniform were first seen patrolling the airport at the Crimean regional capital, Simferopol. They were in full but unmarked military uniforms, body armor, automatic weapons, surrounding the control tower and on patrol. One told the BBC they were there to ensure order and prevent radicals coming in from Kiev, and they seemed to be from a Crimean pro-Russian self-defense force. Now, in Sevastopol, which is home to Russia's Black Sea Fleet, units appeared to blockade the Belbek International Airport, which handles both military and civilian flights. Ukraine's acting interior minister, Arsen Avakov, wrote on his Facebook page that he considers this a military invasion and occupation by units from the Russian Navy. But later, the Interfax news agency quoted the Black Sea Fleet saying no military personnel were anywhere near the airport, let alone blockading it. Clearly, though, the one thing we do know is that the government in Kiev is not in charge of either of these airports at the moment.
Now, when we spoke to a reporter on the ground in Crimea on the program yesterday, she told us that there had been pro-Russia militant groups, not necessarily in any official capacity, but they had taken over government buildings, they had put up the Russian flag, and these were essentially Ukrainians who wanted closer ties to Russia and felt that what had happened, the forces in Kiev who had ousted President Yanukovych, were radicals. I mean, do we think that these are the same militant groups without any official ties to Russia?
It's hard to know. It is not unlikely. It would certainly fit with patterns in the past. And at this point, what we do know is that these armed men are in control, and it is largely beyond Kiev's control. This area, for a long time, has had autonomy. It's a majority Russian population. Russian's widely spoken. And now the Crimean parliament wants to have a referendum this spring on expanding that autonomy even further, which is not quite the same as pulling the country apart and joining Russia, but it does have people nervous here.
The situation in Kiev, of course, seems very politically uncertain right now. I mean, this is an acting government, but how are they responding at this point to what they're watching in Crimea?
They are trying to put out fires on any number of fronts all at once, and it's a very desperate time for them. They are calling on the UN for support. They're calling on Russia not to do anything to disturb Ukraine's territorial integrity. They're saying they are desperate to get the IMF in here to try and stave off default. And they're also very worried about Viktor Yanukovych, who fled Kiev over the weekend, suddenly showing up in Russia later today, apparently to have a news conference. And they wonder about Moscow's reaction to that. If Moscow treats Yanukovych as still president, as he claimed in a statement yesterday, could he, for example, invite Russia in to intercede? And would that be quote-unquote official? And that would escalate things even further. Russia at the moment isn't talking about anything like that. They say they want to work with the West to implement the peace deal Yanukovych signed, which raises another question, because under that deal, he was supposed to remain president through December, which would be a non-starter in Kiev.
Lots to watch, these developments on the ground in Ukraine. That's NPR's Peter Kenyon joining us from Kiev. Peter, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, David.